This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Egger.
I'm Will Buss.
And I'm Jasmine Creighton.
Well, one of Jasmine's favorite television corporations, Sinclair, is back in the news. CNN reports Sinclair is requiring its stations to run scripted promos that decry fake stories from national news outlets. Local anchors are expected to read from a script that says, in part, "I'm concerned about the troubling trend of irresponsible, one-sided news stories plaguing our country. The sharing of biased and false news has become all too common on social media. More alarming, national media outlets are publishing these same fake stories without checking facts first. Unfortunately, some members of the national media are using their platforms to push their own personal bias and agenda to control exactly what people think. This is extremely dangerous to our democracy."
Oh, it sure is. It's forcing an anchor to read propaganda that drives a false narrative, and that hurts all journalists, including those at the Sinclair stations. It's not just national networks they're talking about. It's really all journalists when it comes down to it. If they wanted to can this commentary and have someone in their D.C. bureau record it, send it out to everybody as commentary, that's their business. But that's not what they're doing. They're having local anchors at each one of their television stations read this on video. It's going to be aired. And I think it's a really sad state of affairs for anyone who works at those stations that they have to do this.
And when you say at their stations, we're talking about stations that are in the majority of the major markets in the country.
Yeah, they're working to be in nearly 75% of households once they go through with the Tribune deal, which is likely to happen. But in our local area, we do have Sinclair stations. So people may not be aware of that, but yeah, we do have Sinclair out here.
I think this is a particularly slippery slope. It seems while you're blurring the line between editorial and what seems to be advertising, or what they're trying to sell as advertising here, and they're speaking and saying something that should be really implied. And when you are specifically trying to make this point to elicit some kind of response, according to this, it just seems that they're. Oh, it just seems that the viewers would be questioning this. Are they trying to hide something? It seems very suspicious to me. I think when you're stating something that should be really implied and has been implied since the beginning of a TV broadcast news for 70 some years, very suspicious to me.
I actually agree with their statement. I'm concerned about the troubling trend of irresponsible, one-sided news stories plaguing our country. This is extremely dangerous to our democracy. What's left unsaid here is that Sinclair is one of the stations, one of the corporations engaging in these types of acts. It is irresponsible, and they should start allowing their local news anchors, their local news reporters, to report what's going on in their communities without a biased, without these biased types of orders from the corporate headquarters.
Yeah, we call that the pot calling the kettle black, right?
Yes.
It's also kind of a misdirection. It's like, look what all these other people are doing, whereas they're doing the exact same thing.
Right. This is the same organization that had pro-Trump commentaries on the air, and they were unabashed and unapologetic. So again, this is definitely another case of the pot calling the kettle black. You first, Sinclair.
Well, there's nothing wrong, I think, with a commentary.
No, not at all.
Biased one way or the other. That's what commentaries are.
Right.
I think what they're doing is. They're interfering with the news operation. They're trying to put opinions into the news, and I think that's where the problem lies.
Yeah, they're knocking that wall right down. And that's a wall that we've really worked to build in newsrooms between whether it's between our general management or between the sales department. We try not to let their decisions interfere with what we do. And I can see that the corporate side of Sinclair, they don't care about that wall. And they are working – I mean, they're having their anchors put this propaganda out.
And there's a way to do this, and a way in a forum to do this. This is not the time or place to do this. I can think of, if I could, just an example of where we had to question this, or we had to tackle this in our own newsroom. We had a large advertiser who was a car dealership, and one of our One of our reporters, investigative reporters, had found out that this car dealer had a kind of a tax shelter in like the Grand Cayman or the Bahamas. And, well, we didn't want to lose this man's business. But in no way did that impede us from reporting that story. The gentleman, of course, was very upset with us, and we were challenged to get any responses from him. As the business reporter, I had not always an easy time trying to get responses from him talking about the auto industry since that story ran. But that was a no-brainer. We still ran with that story despite what it did with our relationship and the advertising and revenue that that brought in. That should not in ever any way impede our journalistic goals that we had.
Well, certainly that auto dealership was a client of one of your salespeople. Did that salesperson try to interfere with the reporting of that story?
No, not that time, but I've had sales folks from when we were upstairs in the newsroom and downstairs. They would say, hey, let's, you know, once in a rare while, it rarely happened, but sometimes there was some concern about what we had reported or what we were going to report. But in the end, in every case, we never let it impede or get us in the way of our job that we had to do. And in the same way, we wouldn't try to impede or do the job that they were trying to do. But they had to recognize that neither the twain shall interfere with each other, but we must exist in the same under the same roof, but separated by that wall. That's very important.
Yeah, and any news director, which would be the person, the leader of the newsroom, that tries to interfere with this, they'll be eliminated. And so will any other talent or reporter who says we're not going to do this. They will just lose their job. And it's not a just lose their job. This is people's livelihoods at stake. And I've read a lot of chatter on social media about this coming through, because I know a lot of people who do work for Sinclair stations. And some of them have said, you know, we feel like prisoners of war in here. We're being issued these edicts that we have to carry out, and we feel trapped by this.
And it is not as easy as just saying, well, quit and
right.
get a job someplace else, because Sinclair has stations all over the place.
Well, not only do they have stations all over the place, but most of these people are under contract. And if they try to leave, they'll be sued in many states.
Yeah, and these are stations, I think, 70% of the stations now in their reach. And that lends itself to another argument we've made on this program before of how one media organization own such a large glut of the market, and I think it just extends to that. We're talking about this practice that they have. It's especially troubling.
Yeah, it seems like they're trying to become a national network, like Fox, or, you know, on the likes of CNN and MSNBC. It looks like they're
right.
trying to get that reach and even be more conservative than Fox.
And that's been the evidence, or that's been an accusation folks have made. And I think it's a valid point. Now, whether in fact those are their intentions, who knows? They're not owing up to it, but it certainly looks that way. And those are the appearances that you take in.
We need to wrap things up for today. Our listeners can join us again next week at this time for more of Shop Talk.